Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started. What's up, Girls Night gang? And welcome to a brand new episode of Girls Night with your girl, Alexis Waters. Today, we have the one and only Astrid Wendt on the podcast today, where we are going to break down last night's episode of Vanderpump Rules and Bravo's new hit TV show, The Valley.
Total hit.
Okay. First things first, I am so pale. Like, I feel like I, like, can you see me?
You don't look that pale.
Okay. Astrid just called me out because she's like, didn't you just wear that outfit like 2 days ago? And I'm like, okay, like, nobody saw me. Don't call me out. Okay. So Vanderpump Rules. Let's start with Vanderpump Rules.
I'm back right in. I thought it was good.
I think I just love the valley.
Maybe better. Maybe I just thought it was better than before.
It was better. Okay. We're going to break down a little bit of Vanderpump Rules and then we're going to touch base on the valley. But the episode starts out with James. James? I need more James Kennedy. I think that's what's not hitting it for me, for Vanderpump Rules. More James. There's a lack of James in the Vanderpump, and I don't know how I feel about it. Like, the episode starts out with him and Allie discussing how James is going to DJ at Hotel Ziggy on Sunset Boulevard. And that's it. Like, I...
Sorry.
Bless you, my lady. But yeah, those were my notes on the first episode.
That's it? That's all you have?
No. Oh. Like the first 5 seconds, because I was like, I feel like that's all they give of James. Like he didn't really, I think what's missing for bands, but for me personally, is the lack of James Kennedy.
Yeah, I feel like there's been a big focus on Lala.
Yes.
And Sandoval. And you're right. There hasn't really been much James. But I guess he's also just like getting along with everyone. So.
Yeah. But I just feel like I need anytime he's on the screen, though, I laugh. Like, I just
chuckle.
Feel like I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I definitely chuckle. I just don't think I'm just not as focused on Vanderpump as I once was. I don't know what it is. But it's just not giving me
what
I need.
Do you know what I think it is a little bit for me? The flashbacks they're doing, it's making me feel really old and it's making me like reevaluate a little bit of like what kind of television I should be taking in. Like all of the flashbacks is like, oh, I've been watching this for a long time. Like these people
Astrid,
look really different.
Astrid, I swear to God, I said to Tyler, I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I don't know. Like I'm watching like people in their 40s, like, still go to the clubs, go to the bars, drink every night. Like,
how?
And
how
getting,
are they drinking
and there's just
like
so
that?
Much drama. Like, there's just so much drama. Like, I don't know. Should I reevaluate? Like, those words exactly. Should I reevaluate the TV I should be watching? But you know what?
Because The Valley now is making me feel like it's a more mature television, you know? Because it's their parents. So it's like not as...
More relatable.
Yeah, it's more relatable. And like, no, you're totally right. And I think the flashbacks really just point out how long it's been. Like, I think I've been watching these people like close to half my age.
Astrid.
Like, when did Vanderpump start? What year? Like, I literally think I've been watching these people for... Like a third of my life. My life has been spent watching Vanderpump. Is that okay?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And like also, okay, so back to the episode. Sorry. Billy Lee stops over last night to Tom Sandoval's house and Billy Lee feels very uncomfortable because Tom Sandoval still lives with Ariana. And Tom brings up how he sent an email to Ariana regarding, like, maybe let's move. I'll sell you a portion of the house, I think, what's happened.
Yeah, so if both people don't want to move out, one person has to buy out that person. So Sandoval does not want to leave. Ariana wants to sell the house.
I know. It's just so awkward. Like,
part is Billy Lee coming in and saying, wow, your room is really clean. First of all, One, a grown man's room should always be clean.
Yeah.
Two, why are just
I know
how much
I
time are you spending hanging out in his room to know that that's his clean room?
Well. We don't know, but I feel like we do know. And then, yeah, it's just, I mean, so that's the situation right now with Tom and Ariana. Tom is trying to buy her out. Anne is the highlight for me this season as well. Anne is Tom Sandoval's assistant. And she FaceTimes Ariana and she's going to a Taylor Swift concert. And she was like, I'm going to Taylor Swift concert. And like in this cute little outfit. And then she's saying, Ariana asked her if she knows any other assistants, because Ariana's like burnt out, whatever. And Anne was like, can I please be in the running? Like, Anne is just like,
I'm starting to think the rumor was true, though, that we talked about last time. Like, I feel like she took the assistant, which is amazing. That's what I'm going with. I'm spreading that rumor.
Well, because I feel like Ariana's really, I mean, obviously, all this is just, it's just a lot, but like you could tell Ariana's being like so petty. Like she wants to be petty. Like I feel like she's just staying in the house longer just to piss him off, which is understandable. But I feel like this episode, I've noticed that
I think when you own a house, and I think when you own a house in a place like LA, it's such a huge investment. You know what I mean? Investment. It's such a big investment to where, like, you know, there's certain like real estate markets like LA, New York, Toronto. Like, it's huge. You know what I mean? So, and they designed that house a lot. You know, it's not just like, I mean, nothing against any houses in middle America, but it's not like it's like a $125,000 house in the middle of nowhere. So I understand that she's not wanting to like rush anything, and she obviously wants to make sure she's getting her money worth, and he doesn't want to sell at all. So I think she's also thinking, well, I designed this house and now you're going to get to just stay in it. Like, no, we need to both get out.
You blew up my whole life and now you're going to keep the house too. Like, I understand that part, but it's just like so awkward, like that they have to communicate during within this pure they have to communicate like within Anne, like this girl, she's just trying to go to a Taylor Swift concert, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's just awkward. It's just like an awkward, and I feel like it's not, I don't know what it is, but it's not coming through the screen like anybody wants to be there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's giving sad house vibes. Like anytime they're filming in that house, it's
like
feeling
party.
Sad. It's feeling cringy. It's just feeling not good.
Yeah. Okay. So then last night's episode, Lala and Schwartz grab a smoothie, and that's where Schwartz drops the bomb on about how him and Chyna hooked up 12 years ago. That's when we know. Yeah. The show has been on for 12 years. Okay.
Literally a third of my life. Embarrassing.
So like I was 19 when the show started. Like, I mean, what is happening? I am 31 years old. This is freaking me out.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about the news?
I'm loving the Schwartz-Lala friendship. That actually is bringing me a lot of enjoyment. Like, I was chuckling when they did the shot. And then it's also so funny to me because Creation to me is like one of the first like LA juice places I ever went to when we were getting off of the show, so I felt really like, ooh, I know where Creation is.
Oh my God. I
like, remember Whitney Transway took us and we're like, ooh, what is this place? Oh, people in LA take vitamin C shots. This is like, this was before it was like cool everywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's like nice. Like, I was like, ooh, I've been there. Like, I always like when they go places that I've been to because it makes me feel like cool. Like, I live the LA life.
But, yeah. Astrid and I, anytime we would go to LA, we would go see anywhere the Real Housewives would go. Like, even if they had lunch, we would know all the locations where the Real Housewives would have brunches. Like, we have serious issues. Oh, say, okay, sorry, continue.
So
I am loving.
my brain just literally didn't skip. I Juice was speaking, and then there was a malfunction in my head.
I'm telling you.
Reset.
I am loving Lala and Schwartz's friendship, though, this season.
Agreed. I also love how much drama comes about from Schwartz saying things so innocently, or what he thinks is really innocently, and then it rolls into a whole entire storyline. The fact that he was not the one who, like, accidentally spilled the beans on the Raquel and Sandoval affair is actually amazing.
I know.
Because
I know.
He does not really think before he speaks.
Does anybody these days, like, I feel like...
Are we
one to judge? Are we one to judge? No, but I like Schwartz, but I feel like the whole Sheena and him hooking up thing was, so long ago. Like, imagine, but it was when Katie and, we got to put that out there. They did hook up when Katie and Tom Schwartz were dating. But we all know Tom Schwartz was
like making out with everyone.
Yeah, he was a makeout slut.
Yeah, but.
So then Lala finds out this information. She goes and tells Katie. Katie's obviously pissed the fuck off. And then they all go to this hotel Ziggy party where Joe has a panic attack.
I felt really bad for Joe.
Before we get into Katie and Sheena's confrontation, they all go to Hotel Ziggy where James Kennedy is
DJing,
and the girls are all kind of like in a circle talking about Joe, and Joe's there as well. And I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. And like, they would all be within like a certain section because, you know, that's how they have to set up cameras and everything. It's not like they're across the bar from each other. So when Joe was saying like, you can like feel someone's talking about you, I hate that. I think that is so gross. And I also kind of understand, like, the Ariana Katie aspect of it. Like, of course, like, once Ariana put into perspective that, like, this girl came to my house on Thanksgiving and I considered her a friend, but she was one of the people hanging out with Sandoval and Raquel. So she's right. She doesn't have to be her friend. Katie, obviously, been her ex-husband and her head of thing. I get that. It was shitty on Lala, on Sheena, and even on Allie, because she was kind of like making fun of like their hangout. But like, if you're going to be the nice girl to include her, then like, don't the next day talk about her.
Yeah.
And I really thought it was super, super shitty on Lala because that's what they used to do to Lala. So Lala knows what this feels like. So she's being such a hypocrite to, now that she's part of the clique, now she's just doing the same thing to somebody else.
I know. And I didn't like when they were like trying to take the hat off of her. Like, that really pissed me off. I understand though. At one point, Sheena was like, you're a hairdresser, show off your hair. But at the same time, I was like, she's already so uncomfortable. And Sheena was doing it in like a very like mean.
Yeah. Mean way.
I didn't like it.
But I totally get why Ariana is like, fuck this.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And then when Tom Schwartz was like walking out and he was like, Joseph.
Like, do you think they would do that in bed? Like, would he be calling
her
Joseph
in bed? That is what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, do you think he was like, oh yeah, Joseph, right there, Joseph. I don't know why that came to my head, but I was like, I don't know.
Weird.
I can't even really see them having sex. I honestly can't even see Schwartz having sex, to be honest.
No, I don't think it lasts long with him.
No.
I don't see him being giving.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to say this because I love Schwartz so much. No, I feel like he probably has a decent size, average size penis, to be honest. Or a chode, who knows? We got to ask Katie. So Katie and Sheena
then confront the spilled beans of the kiss that happened 12 years ago.
And Sheena admits it. And I feel like Ariana knew. I don't know why. I feel like she might have known, but
honestly, my favorite part about that entire conversation is that it was so obvious that Sheena was drinking for the first time in a month because she was so tipsy, and the way she was like bopping around her head, I was laughing so hard the entire time. And she really was so pure in her response. Like, I actually feel like she wasn't keeping it hidden from a bad place. It really wasn't that serious. But the fact that she was like drunk and she was like trying to choose her words very wisely, but her brain was like a little behind, was so funny. Like, she just kept like bopping her head. Like, I think her ponytail was like buzzing.
I loved her ponytail. I kind of liked her hairstyle. I was trying to do that today and I didn't work out.
That scene because Katie was taking it like so serious and Sheena was trying really hard. But she like was being so funny without trying to be funny because she was just, you know,
wasted.
Back on the liquor.
Yeah, and we also finally got an interaction between Tom Sandoval and
Ariana. Oh my God. That was so awkward.
So awkward. So awkward.
That's so funny to watch. Like, Ariana hates him. Like, I truly think if Tom Sandoval was on fire in front of Ariana and there was a fire extinguisher right there, she would like
she would kick it,
slowly get up, then be like, I don't know how to work it, but fully knowing how to work one, like she would just let him burn.
I know. He's like, but it's kind of sad because I feel like he didn't even try to get her back. That was like my takeaway too.
But he really never thought he would be with Raquel. Like, don't you think if he didn't think that was an option, he would have begged and pleaded? But because I just think he thought he was going to do the same thing he did with Kristen and just like move on to the next relationship. And then it was about love. And then he's not the bad guy because it was true love.
But I don't think, like, I think he was, it's kind of sad that I feel for Ariana because when like you do this, you cheat on her, you would think that he would want her back. Yeah. But he's never even tried that.
No.
He just goes up to her and he's like, oh, Ariana, did you get my email about the house? And
seems like something that Anne should have communicated to her. Not sure why he thought he should be the one to remind her and jog her memory of some email that a lawyer sent to another lawyer.
Excuse me, Anne was at the Taylor Swift concert. Okay, she had better things to do.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
So we finally got an interaction. Tom Sandoval starts flirting with a new girl. I can't handle that. Then also we start getting into the Ariana and Tom Sandoval and Lala start trying to have a friendship this episode too.
I watched that.
How do you feel about that?
I watched that and I thought to myself, this is why Lala and Ariana had a falling out at the reunion, as has been teased by, you know, all of the Bravo accounts. Because if I was Ariana and I was watching that scene back of how she was like, hey, what's going on? When he walked in, I'd be like, so you're not my friend. And like,
yeah,
I guess I would act like Ariana. I am a petty bitch too. Like, I don't want my friends to be friends with an ex that did me dirty. It's like, well, you want to be his friend, then be his friend. Don't be my friend.
But I understand, like, they have to film together. Like, they have to put on a TV show. And I feel like Lala's just, like, low-key a little pissed that, I don't know. I feel like she's trying to make peace and just not be angry anymore. I don't know, but I don't know. I just feel like the whole breathwork thing of Lala going to... Lala goes to Tom Sandoval's house and he does like, he's literally having a emotional orgasm, as he would say. And it's like, very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. I'm telling you, anything filmed in that house shouldn't be on my TV.
I don't even watch that. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, that is so true. That's what I'm saying. Like, and there's a lot of scenes happening in that house. So it's just not hit for me.
Okay, the other thing we have to discuss is the dog situation.
Yeah, that's what I, so that was like kind of like the big, one of the biggest things that happened this episode. So Tom Sandoval had to fix a
air vent.
AC unit in Ariana's room. They both share a dog, Maya, and he let Maya in Ariana's room while he was fixing the AC. And then I guess he just left. And then Ariana had
the door.
And didn't close the door. So she was stuck in there and ate like Ariana's leftover takeout food. So the dog had to get an endoscopy, which was $6,000. Ariana is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this dog is also like you can't trust this dog. This dog gets into everything. It ate like 500 laxatives at one point. So there's a situation that's happening with the dog. And this has been kind of teased on Instagram too, about like,
you tried to kill my dog.
So that was something that I feel like we've been hinting at. So I guess this is what's happening.
But just shows you where Ariana's head is at. I do believe clearly that was an accident. But for her to then in an argument later scream, "You try to kill my dog," it's like she hates him. It does not matter what this man does. He is the devil. And it's actually like hilarious to watch because we've all been there. Like we all have that one relationship. We all have that one ex where if they were to just breathe around us, we'd be like, "You suck. I hate you. You're the devil." Like, don't we all have someone that we refer to as the devil?
I think I have two.
Oh, like I have a devil and then I have a newly devil. Like one used to be the devil until the new devil came along. And then like you forget about the old devil because the new devil devils it up even more.
Yeah, no. And you need to go through those types of guys to find the one, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the dog situation, Ariana had to go take the dog, get a fucking endoscopy. I had to Google what endoscopy was. I had no fucking idea. And yeah, now she's pissed. Katie also, later on in the episode too, Katie confronts Tom Schwartz about the whole Sheena makeout session. And shit goes down because then
Brock, like my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God because I fucking love Brock too. Brock then. So Katie and Ariana are like, "Damn, you fumbled the ball, Schwartz. You fumbled the bad. You could have had the best thing you've ever had. But no, like you had to fuck it up, like meaning get divorced, whatever." Right? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
And then so Schwartz goes up to Brock and Brock tells him that Katie, after Hotel Ziggy, had sex with Max.
Who is
Tom Schwartz's best friend. Like, what is happening in this fucking friend group? It is bizarre to me. It's getting weird, right?
It's been weird, but now it's like, that's why. Well, the thing that makes it so ridiculous then, it's like, wait, so we are all collectively.
What's happening? Again? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know. Okay, but the thing that makes it weird is that we are all supposed to collectively hate Sandoval right now for doing the thing that you guys are all doing to each other all the time.
That's what I mean. That is what I was – like, when I was watching Vanderpump, I was like, everybody is being so hypocritical because everybody's kind of doing – the same thing. So the end
like
of the episode.
The way Lala ended it, her explanation, I was like, thank you. Thank you for saying what we're all thinking. Like, you guys are all hypocritical. You guys all beat around the bush. You all act like you're holier than thou when you're all just a bunch of trash bags. And just, like, admit it. And just be real.
I really do think that this might be the last episode of The Valley. I mean, of Vanderpump.
The last season. Yeah.
Or it might be one more, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think it has to, like, I think Bravo is in, like, a weird place where it has to understand that, like, all good things have to come to an end and new things can come. Like, Salt Lake City taught us a new franchise can be a hit. The Valley is going to be a hit. Summer House, still pretty new, a hit. You know what I mean? So, like, maybe some things that we've been doing for the last 12 years need to just, like, fizzle away a little bit.
Agreed, Astrid. That was the perfect way to end the recap of Vanderpump Rules. Okay, here we go. Let's break down The Valley really quick. I am loving the Valley. I start off with Vanderpump Rules. Just the past 2 weeks, I feel like the past two episodes of Vanderpump Rules have just been more staged than I expected. I don't know. It's not bringing me what the Valley's bringing. I never thought that seeing Jax on my TV would bring me so much joy. So the Valley last night, it's just all about this like nipple twist kind of.
The best.
Like what? But it's like the Valley is, I think, just where our stages of life is happening. Yeah. You know,
for sure.
I want to have kids. It's making me excited to have kids. Like, I feel like this is where I'm headed. I'm also getting off birth control.
That's very exciting. Get ready for your hormones to crash. When I got off birth control, it's all gonna be good. But like when I got off birth control, I did not realize how much it was regulating my emotions until I got all of my hormones back. And like, it took like 6 months for everything to level out. But those 6 months when I would get my period, I was not a pleasant person. Like I was like crying at everything. Like a commercial would make me cry. Like I'm not like a crier. I'm not like an overly emotional person. I like to like bottle it all in and just like give bitchy looks. I was like real. I was a real sad girl. Real sad.
Well, buckle up, Tyler. Buckle up. Great.
Like I remember, and it was like at the beginning of my relationship with Kevin. And I remember at one point after I had had like, you know, an incident, he had told me like, but like, so
an
what
incident.
for the rest of my life, once a month, like this is what I have to deal with. I was like, yeah, I guess.
This is what you signed up for. Locked in, baby. Locked in. I also feel like I'm on the lowest form, like low estrogen.
Okay.
I've just been
good.
On it for so long.
Yeah, that's how I was.
That's what I'm scared.
You'll be fine.
But I'm ready.
You'll be fine. Look at me now.
Yeah. We got this. Okay. It was really funny. The beginning of the Valley, Jax takes Kristen to a steakhouse restaurant. And I was dying laughing because she says, me and Jax have been friends for 16 years and I'm a vegetarian. Why the fuck would he take me to a steakhouse? Like, it was like the first 5 seconds of the show and I was locked in. Like, do you see my demeanor has already changed from talking about the Valley. Like, but I just feel like I'm way more interested.
It shows so you good. That, like, was Jax making Vanderpump as good as it was? Like, was he the key to Vanderpump when it was at an all-time high? Because once they left, it was really this affair that kind of brought it back to being like enjoyable. And now that it's been discussed, we're kind of like getting over it again. So like, is Jax the number one guy of the group after all?
Don't tell James Kennedy that. Do not tell James Kennedy. Wait, Astrid, that was really funny. And Jax was like, so right now on the Valley, the drama is like, Kristen has a new guy, Luke. And Jax just doesn't want Luke in the group. Like,
no.
Jax is clearly the number one guy in this group. So he does not really fuck with Jax. So he sits down at the steakhouse, even though she's a vegetarian. And she's like, he kind of apologizes a little bit about how he spoke to her at the birthday party regarding how she wants to have a baby with Luke, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, I can spot a Doty disaster from a mile away. But it's like, Jax, why are you so invested in Kristen's love life? Like, it is so bizarre to me. But Kristen tells, so also at this thing, Kristen's like, dude, Jax, can you just please treat Luke like he is my forever person? Because he is my forever person. So that's how the episode starts out. And I'm like, I'm fucking locked in. And then the next scene, like Jesse and Michelle, who right now in present moment, I think are allegedly separated.
Yeah.
And you could tell right now you see things happening. You see the tension brewing. They have completely different parenting styles. And they're like teaching the little girl how to ride a bike. And first of all, when I would ride a bike, my mom put me on the wheels. She just tossed me. Like, I remember that's how I learned it. I was dying laughing. And I would like literally hit a tree. And that's how I was taught. I was like, they are being so like cool, calm, and collected with this child. Not Tracy Waters.
It's just the times now. It's like, right now it's all about gentle parenting. And if you're not a gentle parent, oh yeah. It's like, you're supposed to like, and I don't have the patience to be a fully gentle parent. Like, I'm gentle in the morning. And then as we dwindle down to nighttime, I become less and less gentle. But like, the popular thing is gentle parenting. And it's like, you're supposed to like talk to them like they're adults. But I'm like, he's not an adult. My child is a terrorist. So gentle doesn't work with terrorists. Like, I have to be a little bit more aggressive. And you can tell that's how Jesse is. Jesse is like, no, I don't do gentle parenting. And you can tell Michelle is very much like, okay, my sweet little girl. Like, she wants to like talk her through it. And you're so right. Like, totally different parenting styles. And it doesn't work. If you think of parenting differently, it makes it really, really hard.
Wait, I didn't know there was like a little trendy thing happening in parenting styles. Like, it's a gentle parenting. I think that's what my sister told me too. That's funny.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Astrid, this is why it's good too, because we have your perspective, the mother, and the mother in training, right?
Yeah. I think you'll be like me. I think you'll attempt gentle, but they'll crack you every time.
Okay. Okay, so I wrote down in my notes, this show is getting me excited for kids. Also, then Jasmine called me and said that I was saying Nia wrong the whole episode. I think it's Nia.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
I was like, thanks, Jasmine. So Nia am I saying it right now? I don't know. Is a black belt in jujitsu. And she tells a story how she was competing for Miss USA and how Donald Trump had all these like creepy men come in. And she like snapped the guy like grabbed her and she like put him in check. And I just fuck with Nia. Like, I feel like she's...
I love her.
I love her. I love everything about her.
Her and Danny, I'm like obsessed with them.
Obsessed. And it just shows you that you can have the love and the kids too. Because I feel like they have a really, really good relationship. And Jasmine did tell me that is actually how they are in real life too. So that made me feel like it is actually reality.
Yeah.
Reality television.
When I watched them, I was like, I would hang out with these people. Like, I would love for those people to be mine and Kevin's friends, where we go over, we have a little play date. Like, it's just contained chaos. And we're having a couple cocktails. Like, they just seem so
just
fun. And like, they're thriving in the chaos. Like, I cannot imagine having twins.
Oh my God.
Like, because they said the first boy was not even two yet. So like, their age gap is even less than Augie and Nash. And I'm trying to picture that plus an extra baby.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like trying to understand Nashes. How she looks so composed and put together. And then he just seems so like supportive and like understanding. And it's like, I just love that representation of what it should be like. Versus Jesse and Michelle. Like, it's like, there's like two ways things can go once you have kids. And those are the two ways. So when people have kids to try and fix things, it doesn't work out ever. Yeah. Like, you need a good foundation, like Nia, Nia and Danny versus Jesse and Michelle, because it's hard.
And how she, and how she's talking about her postpartum, like she's opening up so much about that. Like, I don't know firsthand, but just how hearing it from my sister, and then you did a little bit too, right?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. Like, even if you have like the easiest baby and the best support system, it's still really, really hard. So I love that she's sharing that.
Okay, well, speaking back to the nipples on the nipples was the highlight of this episode. So back to the nipples. Luke, so Kristen, Jesse flicks Kristen's nipple at last week's episode.
Does she flick his nipple first? Does she?
Yes.
And why did she flick his nipple? Because I missed that part.
She just twisted it, like joking around. I don't know. And then
they were
standing in line for a tattoo, and I think he cut her. I might be making this up. And like, they were drunk, and then she twisted him first, and then he twisted it back.
I think if she was the initial twister,
yeah,
a secondary twist is actually warranted.
What are we even talking about, Astrid? I have no idea. It's fucking hilarious. And then, so Luke finds out about this, who is Kristen's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the boys have a guys' night. Yeah. So Luke goes up to Jesse and says, bro, why would you flake? Bro, don't, I heard you twisted Kristen's nipple. Like, or he was saying that she grabbed her boob and that didn't happen. And so like, it's such an awkward.
It was really such a small little moment that I can understand why Jesse was like, I don't really remember. Like, because it was so quick. But yeah. Obviously, Kristen is allowed to be like, my space was invaded.
Yeah, and they're like not that. Really
and
that
I like
close.
That Luke is sticking up for her. I like that I know, Luke is obviously like going and sticking up for her because I feel like she hasn't had that in relationships.
Okay, so I was watching this scene with Tyler next to me and I turned around after to him and I said, you would never do that to me. Like, I want a man that sticks up for me. Like, literally, that's what I said. He's like, he literally just ignored me. But I liked that Luke did that, but he low-key kind of scares me. Like, was like, ooh.
Here's what I have in my notes. I feel like Luke.
Oh, no.
And Joe would make a really good couple. Like Joe from Vanderpump, who is technically Kristen's ex-friend or whatever. Like, they give me very similar energies.
Wait, who? Joe? Like,
Joe?
And Luke?
And Luke give me, like, compatible vibes.
What? Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I don't know. Luke and... Luke and Joe?
Joe.
I mean, I feel like she would like climb him like a, like, I feel like she's like a little like in the bedroom too. She's wild.
I see that.
I could see it. He's tall, but I was really happy that he confronted. And then
Jackson.
I feel like I'm doing a very bad job at explaining the valley. I apologize. But Jax also at this fucking guys' night invites Kristen's ex-boyfriend Alex and then tells Luke there. So Luke is just like, it's not a good guys' night for this guy. Very overwhelming guys' night for Luke. So Jax invites Alex, who is Kristen's ex-boyfriend, which they had a very tumultuous relationship.
Very toxic relationship.
He kicked her out like at the end of the relationship. He shows up to the guys' night. Astrid, this guy looks like my high school drug dealer. He looks like the guy that I smoked weed with for the first time. I remember exactly. Yeah. I think my drug dealer's name in high school was named Alex too. So this just all came full circle.
Maybe it's the same guy.
But he shows up and he's like, Jax,
maybe your drug dealer moved to LA.
But he's like, Jax, what are you doing, dude? Like, Jax is so invested in Kristen's relationship. It's so bugged out. And everybody keeps saying that they have a brother-sister relationship.
Jax is invested in making good television.
I know.
And he's like, doing it. Like, his interview where he says, well, Kristen has slept with pretty much every single guy I know. So if I'm not allowed to hang out with people she slept with, what am I supposed to do? Hang out with nobody, including myself? I'm like, good point, Jack. And you are starting the shit, but like way too like make sense of it.
No, but it's like, and then he's like, and including myself. So then, like, it was such an awkward. Oh, and then while this boys' night is happening, the girls' night, they're having a girls' night at Michelle's house, and Kristen and Brittany get into it because Brittany is kind of sticking up for Jackson.
Kristen is making excuses.
Yeah, but Brittany's kind of making up an excuse for Jax, like, oh, Alex was friends with Jax before Luke came along. Luke shouldn't even be there. And then shit goes down. So, and then it's like the last episode, the final seconds of the episode, it's like 5 minutes later. And it's that guy, Zach. He's like, I didn't say that.
Okay. So I have to be honest. I missed like the last 12 minutes. Yeah.
Oh,
I missed the last 12 minutes. Like, My baby started crying and I had to feed him and then I had to put him down for a nap so I could then do the podcast with you. So like I saw Alex walking in, so I know what you mean with like looks like a drug dealer. And then everything else you're talking about, I don't know what you're saying. So you got to carry the last part of this.
Okay, well, that's fucking awkward. Thanks for making me feel like a fucking loser. I'm like, I never said that. I never said that. That's what he said. And also, we didn't even talk about this, but I love Janet. I love Jasmine, obviously. But Janet, who's the pregnant one on this I'm just loving the She's cast great. Overall. Like, it's a great cast. Janet is just, like, a cool chick. Her and Jasmine went shopping for nursery items. And it was just funny because Janet was like, this is very overwhelming. Like, I thought I was just getting a crib and this just, like, a whole new world. You know?
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't watch the list.
Well, I also like when she said – I also like when she said, I don't really have a theme because I don't really like baby stuff. And I related to that so much. Like, I don't really love baby stuff either. It's also, like, tacky and babyish. That's, like, part of why I was really excited to not find out what our gender was going to be. Like, that's why I didn't want to find out if I was having a boy or a girl, because I just thought of, like, the tacky shit my mom and my mother-in-law would buy if they knew it was a girl, where it's, like, grandma's little darling. What, like, I hate baby stuff like that. Like, I just want my kids to be cool from birth.
Daddy's little girl. I love mommy. Who makes these shirts?
Hate that stuff.
I know. It's like, I know exactly what you're talking about. So smart move. I can't believe I just did that whole fucking, like, impersonation. And I was, like, practicing it. And you had no idea what I was talking about. So, yeah. The whole episode basically is talking about Luke, Kristen's nipple. It's. I feel like the valley, to sum it up, Luke was pissed off because Jesse flicked Kristen's nipple and Jax is just stirring the pot. That's all he's doing.
The moral of the story is do not flick someone's nipple, even if they just flick yours.
And that's all we have for girls' night, baby.
I love flicking Kevin's nipple, actually. It's one of my favorite things to do. When I walk by, I just do like a little flip. But when he does it to me, it's actually unacceptable.
I agree. That's what one. I think the lawyer on the show mentioned that it's okay for girls to flick men's nipples, but girls are off limits. Do you understand? I have no sense. I have no feelings in my nipples. I'm on my third boob job. I've lost all sensation. Isn't that sad,
Alexis,
for me and my nipples?
I'm beating a human through my nipples. I have forgotten what my nipples feel like. It has been five and a half months. And every time I feed them, I'm like, I cannot believe there's milk coming out of my nipple. That's so weird.
I cannot wait for the day when milk comes out of my nipples. Like, I am so excited for the day. Like, I'm going to send you a video. Like, how does it, it's just so crazy. Like, we are little, like, how does that even happen? You know what I mean?
I was telling Kevin that. I'm like, the fact that my nipples or my boobs had milk to feed Augie, and then they dried up and the milk left, but then now my milk is back. Like, the fact that my body can produce milk and then stop and then start again is so wild to me.
Also, no, we are fucking...
It's just... we're gods. We are... Women are incredible. Men could never, ever.
No. Dude, Tyler has like a cold right... He has like allergies and it's like the end of the world to me. I'm like, look at me. I'm fucking getting off birth control and I'm going to be squirting fucking milk at your eye. Okay.
Kevin had a mole removed and it was one stitch, or it was like a cyst or something, and it was one stitch on his back. And he told me he felt like he got shot. I said, sir, I had multiple stitches down there after your child came out of there. And let me tell you, his head is in the 90th percentile because of you, because I have a tiny, cute little pea head, and you have a big, big head. So to say that you felt like you got shot off of one stitch when I had multiple stitches in a much more sensitive area tells me that if men had to have children, the human race would be extinct.
And that's all, folks. Thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. I love you so much. We'll be back. I think we should do, we said this last week, I think we should do Summer House. Give Vanderpump a break.
Yeah.
Because I love the, maybe do like a Valley Summer House one. Girls Night gang, let me know what you guys think. I love you, Astrid, so much. And I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all-new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday, and make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind-the-scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at Hoonation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.